check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Check.
It's a lot of checks we have to sign.
Yeah.
It's Sunday.
It is. It's the last day.
The absolute last day.
No more days after this one.
Are you trying to like signal some of your friends here, or is it like how many fingers are you holding
up? Okay, so the people,
how drunk everyone was last night.
12-teen drunk.
Yes.
So no one can see what I'm doing because we're on the radio.
Yes.
But if you're watching the YouTube stream, so are we. But when you make a gesture, it's delayed by like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm just mesmerized by watching my past.
There's an even bigger delay upstairs with the relay for the 18th box. So when I've told you this, but when Johnny Dark and Night Owl were walking out of their talk, as they're walking out, the delay was so severe that they were literally watching the 10 minutes that they just did right when they left off stage.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So when they were leaving, they were already congratulating everyone to thank you for tuning into our panel and where they could check in. So they were just like, Groundhog Day.
How was their talk?
Their talk went really well. What they were talking about was they actually had like 6 minutes to spare. So even though they still held the Q&A down here, like, they were so worried about not doing stuff, and even with people shouting stuff out, they got everything done in the time slot that they did.
Well, they had like a full hour, right?
Yeah, they had this whole thing. Because I remember when it was just Nao, he was neurotic about how do I fit this under 2 hours. And so when it was the three of them together, like, it was like looking at like an overstuffed suitcase sort of scenario. And I was watching them trying to build this thing, and they're like, oh god, like, okay, so we're just gonna do all that and just like go. I don't care how many poop jokes get yelled out, we're just gonna go and present this info and get that out there. Because, you know, they know Deviant's gonna be in the front row, so it's a lost cause anyhow.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it was really neat. And what was really cool way they did it, and I'm wondering if this was an Xmas touch, was that they didn't just break the final key. They threw samples of it into the audience beforehand, not saying what it was. And then at the end, now we broke the key, this is what it is, and for all this handout, that's that key.
Oh, that's awesome.
Start using it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a neat kind of way of getting people in there. I mean, people were jumping up and down like it was Christmas and everything. Like the namesake.
Can we lower the music a little
bit? That's fine.
I think I'm too hungover.
You're hungover.
Yeah, that's better.
Basically, it's apparently calmed down a lot after speaking with FreeBSD for an hour. But you know how they say like eyes wide as saucers.
Yeah,
I have two cats drinking out of mines right now. It's that type. It was that type of a night last night.
Yeah, we were up late. We were playing Cards Against Humanity.
Thurman shared his bigger, blacker dick. Unfortunately, too late to when Nock made the glory hole for the bigger, blacker dick.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's a nice little hole.
Yes.
I think it would suit most.
Like I said, now we know that's the North Wall when we put it back together. That's the main center of the North Wall.
Yeah, I think we said we're going to do something like number them.
Yes.
The drawings kind of help us
know
what
fits together.
That was
two cons ago.
Yeah.
No, because I was telling them that way. I encourage the penis drawings and the graffiti because that actually lets us know. Like, I'm always shocked of how fast we put this group together. Because I remember the first time, like, when we tried with the styrofoam, it was literally, like, a 5-hour project.
Well, we had to, like, figure it out. Now it's...
I know.
Pretty well set.
Well, no, I've seen, like, other... You know, I've seen other sections of the comm where, like, you know, like I said, the maker stuff, they're just bringing their stuff and arranging stuff on tables, and it's still, like, an 8-hour project of who's
goes
where.
Yeah, I guess. I think next year we're going to spend some more time... Because I think inside the booth...
Not me screwing up. Basically,
no.
That's the new thing.
Inside the booth, we got everything pretty well figured out.
Yeah.
Spend some stuff outside the booth, spend some time making it a little more...
snazzy.
Yeah. A little better branding.
Like I said, at the last second, because I just wanted to play video games, but that's why I brought the monitor out, because I was like, when I'm not playing games...
Yeah, we have the schedule. It's like, perfect.
Yeah, I know. And what really sucks is I would be loving to show... first season of Mr. Robot on there through Amazon, but I forgot that the base default on our internet here is that it's pretending it's out of the UK.
Yeah.
So, you know, talking about like privacy rights and stuff like that and like content rights lines. Yep, they're like...
No Amazon?
Yep, they're like, it's like, well, why are you in the... You're trying to access United's content and you're like, just... I'm Indian. Oh.
Yeah.
Our network. Good job, Nock.
Yeah, like, when I first started doing Google searches and they were coming up in a different languages, it was like, something strange is going on.
In the neighborhood, who are you going to call? The Knox when they're awake. Actually, last night they showed me a video of how they made that hole in that wall.
Yeah.
And the really sad part is that they spent an exorbitant amount of time using a combination of painter tape and gaffer's tape to make fake phallic-shaped objects.
To shove through the hole.
Yeah, there. And the one that made it through, ironically enough, its main base was gaff tape, but the base of it was the blue painter's tape.
Hmm.
So, as I noted to them, so I was saying, and you can hear the laugh at one point, like 5 a.m. in the morning when we're going to archive this. It's like, so, what you guys are telling me is that the official mascot for the Knock this year is a small black shaft with blue balls.
Mm.
And they all unanimously agreed that that's Knock this year.
That's
their mascot. That's the Knock mascot after Saturday night.
All these phallic objects and wiener drawings.
I blame Bunny.
You think it's Bunny's fault?
It's not her fault. Because we've, like I said, it's like we've had a lot of like female visitors here, and I definitely noticed there's a lot of like expressing that you kind of normally don't see in like day jobs that happen, like not just amongst the males, but I think especially our female attendees are like really getting like some like buried stuff down that they normally do in like awful duels of like murdering their boss on to radio stat line because we need that content.
Deep down, they're doing some therapy on these walls.
Yeah. Yes.
Hashtag nibble my cooch.
Well, it's actually kind of the therapeutic method that Stephen King talks about with his books, that the only difference between your average person and a horror writer is that an average person will go to a shrink and tell them about the problem with the nightmares they've been having, and a horror author writes those down and puts them out there on bookshelves, and people pay them to read about their nightmares and essentially be their open source shrink.
Mm-hmm.
No one can hear anything? Can't find them, or no one can hear anything?
I think that was an international symbol of, I don't know what's going on.
Oh.
Do it live.
Okay.
Right? Did I misread that
signal?
So we
have our own show now.
Were you propositioning us somehow?
We have a glory hole now, so
yeah.
It's not going to be too hard anymore.
Yeah, there's a glory hole now.
I can explain parts of last night. Because, by the way, if you notice, and people may have seen it on the video part of Radio Stellar, because what you can't say on radio is that it is pretty freaking clean in here besides used bottles. It was not like that last night when we came in here.
Poor Loco.
Yes.
I'm surprised people still drink this after they remove the caffeine. Oh, well.
Some like, people are new here.
What's the purpose?
But no, so Knock decided to get their last revenge, and they actually made that lovely glory hole that's behind Staffe, unfortunately, at this moment. And our boss sort of taped over that, trying to make his own like graffiti bus stop thing. I think he was going from personal experience.
They punched a hole in our wall?
Yep.
You gotta hit his mic button.
Oh, sorry. Go. Yeah.
They punched a hole in our wall.
The exact 10 minutes when I wasn't here. Like, I came back and that
Incredible
was there. Like, I
style.
Left, wasn't there, came back, and if you want proof, they recorded video of them doing it. They've been proudly showing it everywhere.
Do we need to bring this up with the council?
I mean, so, that's just really frustrating, because we only have so many panels, and they keep getting fucked up.
And we
which
just
thermoproofed
ours this year,
yeah,
and
so
now
like,
this shit
I mean,
happens, yeah.
That's the thing, right? So we only have so many of these panels, and eventually we are going to have to replace them, and that's
right.
Going to suck. But, like, we wanted to get... I wanted to get, like, at least one more con out of these specific panels.
I agree with you.
I feel you'll get at least one more.
I mean, yeah, sure, but, like, stop fucking up our walls!
These are our walls. We need to build a wall.
I mean, so,
if only
like,
we had a like, powerful president.
Yes.
Like... I don't care about
from New Jersey.
Draw whatever you want. Draw as many dicks. If you just want to, we already have a huge dick. We've had complaints about the dicks in the booth, and that's fine. We
that
don't.
Was just
I mean,
the
whatever.
Talk.
But
I've been trying to turn the dicks into other things.
It's a nice art project.
Yeah, I think I did a good job.
Well, that's actually been more freaking me out. Like I just can't go over the penis wearing shorts.
thing is, like, terrifying. I think it's the teeth.
Actually, what terrifies me more is that you just got bored instead of doing, like, shoes. Is that really, like, your high school geometry homework?
Yeah.
For the fall.
I guess I could have tried a little harder to make it not look like a Wienosaurus.
Cockasaurus Rex.
Yeah.
With the pointy teeth.
You just need to put some mats
and mushrooms
around
are growing on it. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
Although
there.
Now I'm even more happy I didn't do the like parents with kids section for Radio Statler. I think that's probably gonna be like next time with like better walls.
Maybe next con we need stronger walls. Maybe ones made from 2x4s and drywall.
Yeah, you know,
or
I don't think we've ever done that before.
Or
like we,
and if we had, yeah. It was like the best goddamn thing ever,
best idea ever.
And it never got hot, never got hot or humid in there.
It was light.
I mean, in fairness, it gets really fucking hot in here.
Really,
it's
really
not been that bad this year.
It does get like I remember last night. It was warmer in here than it was outside the door.
Oh, yeah,
and you wouldn't think so because like, you know, the walls don't go up to the ceiling. But.
Right.
But yeah, it got warmer in here.
The ventilation
movie
is
magic.
Just kind of crappy.
Radio magic.
Radio magic?
Yeah. They don't know that.
That it's cold? That the ceiling?
Yeah.
Or the walls don't? Yeah, I guess if you're looking through the video, you assume that.
Yeah.
We're in some type of room.
Well, you know, Radio Statler, we try to make everything look professional.
Yeah.
You know, professional walls, professional content, and professional dick drawings.
Because, you know, people make their livings drawing dicks.
What pisses me off?
Some people do.
What pisses me off?
I mean, I wasn't being facetious.
Yeah, there's professional dick. There's got to be at least one professional dick drawer.
At least one. There's probably more. I would think that, like, because anybody who makes, like, hentai would definitely be a professional dick drawer, right?
Or a tentacle. Could be tentacle hentai.
Yeah.
Could be.
There's a whole genre, though, of, like, kind of, like...
And do you know why?
Naked dudes.
Do you know why, like,
doing dudes.
There's the whole tentacle thing in Japan?
Actually, I do.
Because they can't
do you
penises?
Want or me?
No, you go for it, man.
Another is that Japan, which, if I remember correctly, basically wrote up themselves, but they borrowed a lot of that from, like, our American Puritan values at the time. They have, like, standards of visual displays of things that resemble phalli and the JJs. And really specific, which is why, if you notice, like, certain, like, Japanese images, like, you can see, like, all the JJ, but for some reason there's just a center bar around, like, the little blackberry nub. And that's all they do. Like, everything else is just, like, it's eating someone's face and that one thing, and it's, like, PG. You know, like, you can show that, like, right after the Muppets. And because of that...
I do know they do show porn after a certain time.
Well, that's everything outside of...
Turn down the music.
We could just...
Or whatever.
Yeah.
How about... Pause it?
Chiptune concert was last night. We don't need music. Actually,
My head feels so much better now.
Yes. Did they tell you that apparently we did like a third of the chiptune concert for them last night?
Wait, what?
Yeah. When I was done with the biohacking thing, right?
Yeah.
I thought the chiptune stuff started early because I wasn't paying attention to the music the entire time. So I was starting to leave and then Kuri is like, "Get over here," like Scorpion pulls me back and it's like they haven't started yet. In fact, they might be delayed, so you have to stay around here. It starts because there was chiptune music playing on our thing, and then Gus and two other performers down there, as they're like trying to get set up, they were doing some wiring, and they heard by our booth, and they went, "What is playing there?" That's because we know that's not us. I'm like, "No, that's just our archive stuff, just in case shit craps out, like when people drop out or whatever."
Yeah, that's just our music. Like, I kind of felt like that would be the things to get, so kind of like ambient
And everyone goes to MagFest but me because I'm terrible. So yeah.
Well, so if we were doing MagFest, you should. Yes,
I'm sold on it.
Yeah, but
September,
but real
right?
So just finish up. Yeah,
that's so
the one
January.
Yeah.
January. Yeah, so MagFest, I guess Prime, like the big one, is in January generally, except for I think last year
in DC area, right?
Yeah, it's in the Gaylord National Convention Center at National Harbor, so I guess it's technically in Maryland.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's always been
it's the only nice place in Maryland, let me tell you. Then again, I'm from Virginia, and everybody knows that you have to, you know, give shit on the states that surround you. Hey, good morning, Dino. How you doing?
take your pills? No, but so yeah, they were like, what was that playing? I'm like, oh, this is just music when kids crap out. And because they were delayed half hour to set up, Cooter actually did a feed, so they were actually playing our music up here at the chiptune thing while they were getting set up and then switched back.
Well, it's even better than that.
Yeah.
So we had music playing from here to a computer down there. He set up, I forget what his routing software is.
Dante,
for audio.
Probably.
Dante.
Yeah.
So he used Dante. He sent music from here down to there, and then using Dante down there, we sent music back up here, and then that's what we put on the radio.
Radio.
So our audio was doing a full loop before it went back out.
So basically, just in the act of trying to cover our ass, because I'm, you know, so great at bringing content in on time, we end up doing, like, everything that they could do in the chiptune concert, kind of making us now question of why do we bring the performers in the first place.
I mean, so having the live performance, I mean, otherwise it would just be what, like a dance party?
I'm just being evil,
pretty
by
much,
the way.
Yeah.
No,
though
they're great
that
people.
That kind of went on, like someone was DJing hard that way at like
that's
3 or 4
sleep
in the morning.
At night, drifting off to like literally on the cusp of like, okay, cool, I get to sleep for 3 hours. And then someone was like, you know what? You know what's missing at Hope 11? Let's just go through the entire original soundtrack from the movie Hackers. And I didn't realize I was like 5 feet away from the speakers on those on my inflatable bed. So that's what I gave up for last night, and that's why my eyes look the way they do.
I was in my little table fort, and then like the Sweet Disco rave started, and then Cards Against Humanity showed up over in there, and I was discovered. So I was like, I might as well play some Cards Against Humanity now.
Yeah.
I'd been well rested by that point. I think I got like an hour and a half.
I'm impressed people actually kept their pants on, like their lower garments on throughout the entire thing. So I think that's a win.
Do people normally remove their clothing while playing Cards Against Humanity? I'm generally asleep.
Cards Against Humanity.
Someone did made a version for that.
I mean, it's the world. So like everybody knows Rule 34 of the internet. But there's an extension to that, really, and that's just that, you know, if it's on the internet, then somebody's interested in it, and that means somebody in the real world is interested in it. So it's more of a, if there's something you can be into, there's somebody that can be into it.
Sure, yeah.
And another rule is, if it exists as a world word, it's someone's DJ name.
I could see that being a rule, too.
Yeah.
DJ rule.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of people here that I wouldn't want to see naked from the waist down.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I think so. Looking at one of those right here.
In fact, like, I don't think there's anyone I'd want to see. And I'm not belittling anyone. I'm just like, you know, like, no, I don't need to see people from the waist down across the con. I mean, like, shirtless, sure. Like, let's throw a shirtless party. I'm fine with that. But, like, waist down... Like we'll leave that for sexy times later, you know?
Yeah.
No bottomless parties.
Although
that's a rule.
To be
I
fair,
I feel like
though,
it would be weird if you had just bottomless parties.
Right? It'd be real weird.
Like that's not really. I think I'm sure that's probably a thing.
It's totally
but I don't
a
think
thing.
It's,
yeah.
But I feel if it's a thing, they're only doing it to like mock
people
topless
who do
parties.
Topless parties. Yeah. Because
topless parties, like
that's the first thing you notice.
The guys win.
Yeah.
Because like you know like boobies.
Yeah,
but if it's a bottomless party, I feel like girls win because you know like yeah. I mean depending on how it's
well, girls
manicured
and guys
down
win.
There, yeah, like it's different. But like when you see fine art, you know, like in a museum, you see beautiful curvature and all these wonderful things. Very rarely do you see like wiener because like and I mean you know whoever likes
you
whatever
mean the macaroni
that's
shells?
Up to you. Yeah. But, like, artists don't say, like, hey, let's just make this really beautiful wiener. Like, no one goes out to make beautiful
wieners. You're missing
wieners.
Out a lot of good Greek art.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
there's a lot of pan stuff.
But the focus isn't the wiener. It's the, well, actually, there's that one Greek god with a giant wiener whose name escapes me. It begins with a B. But
it's like, I think Priapus? Because that's what. So, like, because a priapism is when you have an erection for over 4 hours.
Perfectly.
And
you're, so, yeah, that sounds.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like priapus
so,
or something.
So, yeah,
like
God,
that
just runs around this giant erect
giant.
But for the most part, everyone has small wieners and all those. Like, yeah. Like they're not spending hours chiseling out the wiener.
Yeah, there's no black
but
people.
But, like, the beautiful curves and shapes of people's upper bodies, like, I feel that's the primary part of the art. So topless parties make sense. Bottomless parties, I think everybody loses.
As long as people aren't chewing gum.
And then what if you accidentally, like, laugh and then pee a little? And it's a bottomless party now? Like, normally you have your underwear to take care of that. Not that I'm saying I pee a little when I laugh. But, like, if you did pee a little when you laugh, like, and it was a bottomless party, like, everyone would know.
Okay.
Like, who laughed over there?
But also, it's like, if someone just happened to piss in the corner and then someone, like, wasn't looking and toppled over a bottle of Club Mate,
you wouldn't
who
know.
Would notice which one is? Is it piss?
Some
is
might
it mate?
Argue that you wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah.
If you tasted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
I'm sure I've heard that argument before. Hey, can you bump the faders up a little bit?
Sure. Sorry about that.
No problem. We're just getting some complaints on the IRC. Anon 39845. Are they still a little low? Now there's going to be a delay because it's the internet.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, the stream is, like, a little bit.
Didn't, like, Emmanuel, like, really nagged on? Because I remember he had this whole demonstration of, like, Bernie on Skype versus Bernie on, like, dialing in from Mars on the show, like, 2 episodes back to show the delay, like, the Skype delay, where it was literally, like, 5,000 years as opposed to, like, half a second. But, and the trade-off was the quality. So it's, like, he can either sound like he's in the studio on Skype and he'll respond to everything like 5 seconds later, or he'll be able to respond half a second later, but sound like he's like broadcasting
perfect.
From IO. Yeah, and everyone chose
that's
it later.
That's why the fancy radio stations have ISDN like direct connections, so that you know, like NPR and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
All their studios are directly interconnected, so you don't have that. Like everyone sounds like they're in the studio.
I know, and that's why WBAI is known for like quality.
True.
At some point in the next couple of minutes, I'm actually have to go find Mitch Altman.
Oh, good. I think this will be one of the few times where I'm not interviewing him. Because that wasn't my thing I signed up for. I didn't put him on there.
No, Darko did.
Yep.
But I don't think Darko's going to interview him either. I guess it'll be me.
Yeah. You get to do things. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I never do things. People think that I do
things. That's the dude over that way with the hair?
The hair, yeah. He definitely has some hair.
The TV Be Gone guy.
He's also, been to places.
He sold all of the TV Be Gones.
All of them?
He said he made like a million of them or something. Mm-hmm. And he sold the last 6 yesterday.
Yep.
I went to go buy one and there was none.
Mm-hmm.
No more ever.
And he still
ever?
Yep. Only the ones you make yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the
wow.
The little keychain ones. No
They're
mas.
Gone, yeah.
No.
The pre-made, yeah, no.
No mas.
That makes me so sad.
Right?
I'm still shocked that he sells the LED video games with the 4 buttons. That was the first thing I ever put together that he has in his booth. The LED matrix.
Just sourcing parts, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
And now I notice my speaker volume was turned down. Apologies, sounds great now.
So, for all the deaf people, all the people who are now deaf out there, welcome. It's nice to know that I'm not that screwed up where I think I actually had them at appropriate levels and then, like, you know, crowdsource stuff. Thank you guys on IRC.
Yeah. Hey, a wild Darko appears. Yeah.
Yesterday I saw, like, 2 whole, like, talks.
2 whole what? Holy shit. Very nice.
Yeah, I saw 2 whole...
I'm getting mines right at the end of the con, 2 seconds before it closes, right?
Anyway, the Bitcoin one about stealing Bitcoins using math, that one was really interesting. These guys went through and they guessed people's private keys. And they...
By just mathing?
They look at other transactions and then try to like mathematically figure out what their private keys are from their public ones.
Oh, Jesus, fuckballs.
Oh, it was really cool. So like they were showing examples where they weren't the only people doing it. They were making really weak private keys and putting them up And the Bitcoins were getting stolen in like less than 15 seconds. Like people are actively searching for
weak private
keys. Just guessing private keys to take the bit like the wallets out.
Shit.
So they were saying that like the whole brain wallet idea of using words is actually really, really horrible.
Fuck it, yeah.
Because it makes it a lot easier to find patterns in the private keys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anyway, they were going through examples and they were saying how like there's people that lost lots of money because like something dumb like the random number generator that they used was the Firefox random number generator, which does it off of the millisecond. So you just guess all the milliseconds, or you know, you just dump all the milliseconds in the Firefox random number generator, and now you have every random number that it's going to generate for a private key.
Why does IRC think we have marijuanas in this booth?
Do I sound like it? Anyway, it was a really cool talk because like they literally showed someone stealing their Bitcoins from a wallet with a bad private key, like that.
That's.
If you ever want to know where all the SMN people in the community go to at hacker conferences, I can imagine there's crossover there.
SNM?
Yeah.
Like BDSM?
Yeah.
They go to the Bitcoin talk?
No, I'm saying that sounds like people I would know. Like, they would sound like the type of people that would try to math common...
Because they're into bondage, they want to do Bitcoin math. I'm so confused on how we would think
those would be unrelated, but
mathematical geniuses. You're implying that they enjoy
they're all into to pain whips and chains,
tying people up.
You need to start exploring around the internet more.
SNM. Is there some weird math fetish that I don't know about?
You see, Mr. Robot.
Tino says that if you hear the sliding door open and close, it sounds like someone's taking a big toke.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay.
Oh, crap. That's what we do. If we're using these walls for one more year, that's how we're going to like have a counter for every time someone opens the closet. We're going to count them as marijuanas.
We could definitely rig up something that...
Yeah, I could do it like a clicker.
I feel if we were to get some type of lube, we could make it sound less as you open in, but then the whole wall would be slimy.
But then we have lube in here. Doc already made the glory hole, so don't keep giving them ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, if you use something like, not a lubricant, but like WD-40 maybe.
And I think that would eat through the styrofoam, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would either eat through it or bond it.
Well, that's the thing too, though, is if we used like an oil-based lubricant or something, like a normal people that would also probably...
So we need a water-based lubricant or silicon-based lubricant.
Mm-hmm. I think I have some silicon-based lubricant
to spit on the walls right now.
Or pulling tape.
That works.
When you pull network cables through the conduit, we lube them all up.
A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, that's how you do a lot of good wiring. Yeah.
Yep, you need lube and pull tape. Mm-hmm. And you got to always remember...
And lots of hands.
Yeah. You got to remember to add an extra pull tape or else you're going to have to be pulling one of your cables out to run more lines. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have a house and put conduit in it and pull, like, network my whole house.
I mean, if you buy a house, do you own a house?
No.
If you buy a house, you should just...
I should totally do that. Just wire everything. Cat 6.
Well, like, so that's the thing, though, is that if you wire it, your house value is going to go up because it has this extra... Oh, it's wired for Ethernet for everything.
Central Ethernet, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, every outlet has power and Ethernet.
Fiber and fiber,
I mean, the fiber would be cheap to run. The problem would be...
All the equipment that goes with the fiber.
Yeah.
Fiber is not super expensive. Everything else about fiber is ridiculous.
I was just talking about having a connection for the toilet.
I would like an internet-accessible toilet. We were having a conversation with the smart city guy. Why don't we bring up... like
smart toilets?
If all the toilets knew like all the stuff that people were pooping out every day, like so you could...
People made Twitter bots for that using those sort of technologies in Japan. That's the whole thing.
I mean, yeah. So, like, we just need Japanese toilets is what it is.
Rambam had an example of...
of a Japanese toilet?
No, of a bed that would record if people were having sexy time.
So I remember that.
If your wife is cheating on you when you're not home.
Oh.
Or your husband.
And speaking,
I didn't realize that was a thing. I heard about this guy, like, they snuck into his house while he was on his honeymoon. And they rigged up his bed so that it would tweet out whenever they were doing it. And they didn't tell him.
Oh, God.
And they didn't, like, post who it was. So you just know, like, So it would tweet out when it started, when it finished, and the intensity. And then it would match it with, like, a song that was kind of, like, the similar, like, beats per minute or something.
That's clever.
Yeah, I'd have to find more information on it, but I vaguely remember that being a thing.
And speaking of Japanese toilets, there's an infamous case. I can't remember the company right now, but they had a thing where they had Bluetooth. You could remote Bluetooth, like, sync your phone with the toilet to, like, open the toilet seat and do the bidet and everything. And it went horribly wrong because it's Bluetooth in a toilet with controls. And so that was the first time ever. I think this was 2000, I think it was 2008, 2009, where this company had to send out a zero-day patch for a toilet.
To protect their toilet?
To protect their users from malicious toilets.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that. Like, if it knows when you're on the toilet, like, some asshole just, like, pranking you is like, bidet. So you're taking a dump and water goes out.
Apparently one person actually what they did as a prank before, like when they exploit, like when they didn't know like that this was a problem and people and the people on the street knew, was one guy rigged up a cam so that they could tell like when they were looking at the toilet, and so they were like right as soon as that would happen, that's when they would aim the bidet at their face and fired it full blast, and so they would get a fistful of bidet toilet water.
I mean, in fairness, toilet water is just water.
I know.
Like, it's not like...
But considering, like, been you know, you put in there, like, Japanese etiquette and stuff like that, that's still kind of a what the WTF moment.
I mean, I think you'd still freak out because you're getting water in the face.
That might be normal everyday behavior. I don't really know Japanese etiquette about toilet water.
Yeah.
But I've seen stuff on the internet. It seems like there's a lot of things that are acceptable.
Done a lot of research on the internet.
I've done a lot of research on the internet.
And every time he's not through the marijuana doors, as you guys call it.
Everything's acceptable, I think.
Through blue poop. That's what they called it now on RSC is blue poop. Combination of Bluetooth and poop.
That's a good name for the hack.
Yeah.
Blue poop.
Can we get that like hashtag ringing?
Hashtag blue poop.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. There needs to be like real. I'm tired of hackers not doing crazy horrible things everywhere, like in the dystopian future where like the hackers, like I don't know, make all the microwaves explode. Like there needs to be like no one does anything
or like Back
fun
to the Future
like
2 where they just you have a printer in every single room of the house and they all print at the same time, you're fired.
Yeah, well that wasn't a hacker. I think that's just how it
that's how it was supposed to work. Yeah, that's
but,
how it's to work. It'd be cool,
right? Like I need like chaos. Like the Superman movie where like they made all the oil tankers and they were all going to like sink themselves or something. Remember that?
Was that Superman? I thought that was the plot in Hackers, where it was supposed to do that? Where the bad guys were going to make all the tankers like sink.
Yeah.
Superman was the one where it was like Office Space, which is really weird that I make the comparison.
With a black guy, yeah.
Richard Pryor.
Yes.
Was the hacker.
Was he?
He's the computer expert.
Yeah,
I actually don't think I've ever seen those Superman movies.
No, oh.
He ends up making like a self-aware computer somehow.
Yeah, with a face.
I mean, I should do it, obviously. Like, I need to... I have this huge list of shit that I need to watch eventually.
That's but, like, movie hackers? Way cooler than, like, real-life hackers.
Yeah. Well, of course. Well,
especially I'm tired of not living in movies.
Everyone now wants to either put their name to something or being, like, the bug bounty for whatever. That's why I don't think you're seeing, like, chaos.
Oh, you think
that... It's that everyone's trying to... Like, it's not just, ooh, this was fun, put it on there. It's like, I want a name, I want money, I want to be on the Fox News with, like, exploding dump trucks. And that's why everyone's doing it now.
Everyone's
yeah.
too busy securing things or getting bug bounties or working to, like... really create chaos, because no one really wants chaos. They just want to
be well fed.
It's like Hot Topic. They want the visual of chaos, but they don't want to like...
Well, I guess some people want to watch the world burn. Well, you could actually... No, you can make the Stuxnet one that...
Oh, yeah.
That destroyed all the spinny things.
I'm going to go find Mitch Altman. You guys keep chatting. All right.
The Stuxnet fires that just... Oh!
Man down!
That destroyed all the spinny things...
and our mic.
Can you be more specific other than just all the spinny things?
The spinny things. That was an example of like, I mean, it was a government created virus to destroy a country's nuclear program. But like, that's an example of like some crazy chaos that was created.
So Dino wants to state out that one of his favorite things is how Cory Doctorow's keynote know that rectal monitors now have DRM, so we literally have DRM up the ass.
Mm, literally.
Yes. That was one. I remember that guy announced here, and that was like a good chunk of Twitter for like 45 minutes. Was that one line about, you know, we literally have DRM up the ass now. Here's the proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
This thermometer system actually has their own DRM system built into it for their own software.
So I guess that's some chaos. Yeah. I'll take that. That's good enough.
That's the social chaos, though. It's not like, you know, putting like a well-placed Python code somewhere out there and like all of a sudden like all the, like, you know, the world clock is like
off
by like half a minute.
That actually, I would assume that would break everything.
It would.
Like
it
GPS.
Would. That's how they
banking.
Get to a lot of back-end stuff is they go through that. They go through world clock and that, like, that's like the, if you want to, it's hard ass, but like it's hard to do, but like you can do that. And that's like, basically, if you can't break it into any other way, especially in the app world, go through the world clock the way it, like, access data pull from the world clock, and that's how you get
and
in.
And try to find an exploit that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we know it's hot outside. That's why we're in here.
Doesn't the Navy in the United States take care of our, like, atomic clock? Like, the one that everyone bases their time off of in the U.S.?
I believe so.
I think it comes from the Vice President's house.
Mm. Yeah, I know, because there's supposed to be, like, one clock that's, like, the standard clock.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, like, not supposed to ever die. It's kind of like the fire of like, old Babylon. It's supposed to keep burning.
Yeah, I think it's, like, cesium atoms or something vibrating somewhere. Yeah, we got to have one somewhere. Vibrating. I think the Navy does it.
Hmm.
But, yeah, satellite communications, GPS, banking. Yeah. Like, yeah, if you could mess up however time's stored centrally...
Yes.
Everything would fall into chaos.
That'd be the new bombing of the IRS.
Yeah, we're close to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if everything jumped back 30 seconds.
One bit of chaos, even though this was, once again, more social chaos, was, as we know, the Wikipedia New York City people, their local chapters here, they had their own table here sharing with the Free Society people. They actually asked me, it's like, is it okay if we submit to, like, have our own section at Hope? And it's like, and you haven't done this already, why? Like, they were just so nervous because they, like, I'm like, they're like, when I go to the meetings, like, and it's here, it's just, oh, yeah, it's SidePocket, like, does cabling and can speak, and then he occasionally screws up. When I'm at the Wikimedia stuff, I'm their residential hacker person.
Uh-huh.
Like, I know all, like, the Ajax coding and stuff like that, so it's like this weird, like, I get to go up and talk and, like, crap on everything. So, speaking of crapping on everything, we have a very blinky man with rainbow hair, and I'm not sure if that's still stuff from yesterday or if Mitch Altman's in the room.
Hello.
So, do you want me to intro and then you too? Because I need to breathe.
Yeah, I mean,
no offense, because I love you, Mitch. I've interviewed you 8 million times on here, and I personally don't know where my feet are right now, so... And have a seat, take any of the mics.
Yeah. Take a seat over on this side of the table. Thanks for having me. Are you on stop at?
Yeah. I'm good.
Did you get your KPM?
Dan has it.
Dan?
So, yeah.
You mean Darko?
Darko.
Or a different thing?
No, Darko. So I'm good.
Okay.
I
was confused because you came in and didn't know, like.
No, once he replied, I was like, I'm just going to hang out for 20 minutes and then.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Are you pointing at me to get me fired?
Handshake, get over here and give me a hug.
All I need is a handshake from him, because that was some of the best cleanup this morning ever.
You're coming down?
I'll come down.
Yeah.
There's one in September, too. That's one that Nick got actually
from. No, we'll see. I told
Dan. I know this is a great radio, all the dead silence in it. Now we're just getting stuff set up here. If you tune in to our YouTube channel, you'll be able to see this on video of us getting the hardware and situationally set up. But now I think in a moment, I just need should be these two mics. But we're gonna check those in a moment here. You want to take this one?
Yeah, I'll take that.
So without further ado, this guy.